Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome back to another episode of the Snoop and Sniffy Show. As you know, I am Snoop, the greatest dog detective this side of Pflugerville. My former trainee and now junior detective, Sniffy, and I are on high alert because Professor Mittens, my nemesis, is back up to her old tricks. Last episode, she forced Wheeler, our technology and gadget dog, into handing over a bunch of high-quality gadgets, including a jetpack. So, let's just say things are looking quite rocky for us. But have no fear, for if anyone can stop Professor Mittens, tis I. I've done it before, and I'll do it again.
Especially with me helping.
That's the truth, dear lad. We make a formidable team, and Professor Mittens and Elaine the Stork should be scared.
We've been ready for action all day, but nothing's happened. Why's that?
Professor Mittens is clever. She's trying to lull us into a sense of safety and security. She must know that we're onto her, so she wants to distract us, to get us off her cattail. But we won't. Just on cue, Freckles calling with a nightly check-in. Good evening, Freckles. Snoop here.
Evening, Snoop. Any signs of Professor Mittens or Elaine the Stork?
None today. As I was just telling young Sniffy, she's lying in the shadows waiting for the perfect moment to strike.
Well, please be prepared. After what happened with Wheeler, we must be extra careful. I have all our agents across Pflugerville on high alert. We won't let her slip through the cracks again.
We are ready and vigilant. We won't let you eat any more marshmallows.
Marshmallows? Ew.
I was just saying that because Freckles hung up on me again. So I said something goofy. See, I'm fun. She really needs to work on her phone etiquette.
That she does. I sure am getting sleepy. Time for night-night.
It's about that time. You all prepared for bed?
I'm already in my dog bed. Looks like another day free of Professor Mittens' drama.
Sweet dreams, young pup.
Good night.
Sniffy, is that you? Please, be quiet.
Sniffy, I gave the waffles the grab stack, so stop barking.
Sniffy, stop that.
Who's barking? That's annoying.
It sounds like you're barking, but it can't be.
Hey, that does sound like me. But I'm here. Where's that coming from?
The barking. It's woken up the schlubs.
I'm looking out the window. The barking has woken up the whole street.
We have to figure out where it's coming from.
It stopped. I stopped.
That wasn't you. Suspicious things are afoot. Suspicious indeed.
I had a really weird dream. I was talking to this tiny little alien creature that kept telling me about fried bananas.
As dear Eleanor Roosevelt used to say, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams.
Huh? Are you saying I should believe in the beauty of a tiny orange alien telling me to eat a fried banana?
I'm exhausted, dear Sniffy. Excuse my quote. Time to sleep.
Okay, Snoop. Yeah, you better get some rest. Good night. Again. I'm tired. Hardly got any sleep last night because of my own barking.
That wasn't you barking. I suspect Professor Mittens is behind it.
There he is, the barker of the night, Sniffy.
Huh?
You kept me up all night with your incessant barking.
So, the whole street heard?
The whole street, probably all of Pflugerville. It was so loud and incessant. Why, Sniffy, why? I'm gonna have to write you a ticket.
That wasn't me, Lorraine.
Sounded just like you.
I agree with Lorraine. That was you, Sniffy. Can you cut that out?
I'm annoyed the duck eating a magnet agrees with me. But Steve's right. There's no mistaking that bark.
But it wasn't me.
It wasn't Sniffy. I was with him all night.
Okay. That time I crashed on purpose because I'm so tired. Sniffy, you gotta stop with the night barking. We're all trying to sleep here. Now I'm gonna have to nap. And I'm not a fan of naps.
Fred, Sniffy wasn't the one barking. I know it sounded like him, but it was a trick.
Are you telling me there's some other mysterious barking bandit on Bark Street?
That's exactly what I'm telling you, Fred. Oh, Professor Mittens, you are sly. You are very sly indeed.
You think she's behind this?
I know it. She's going to turn the whole street against you. Maybe all of Pflugerville. You know how everyone gets when they haven't gotten any sleep and can't take a nap.
Uh-oh, yeah, that's gonna be real bad. Snoop, we have to do something. We have to stop her. I don't want everyone on Bark Street to hate me.
There he is, the barking bandit of Bark Street, Sniffy.
I take sleep very seriously, and that wasn't very nice, Sniffy.
Sniffy, you were especially loud at the country club. Were you just outside my window or something?
No, I was at home dreaming of weird orange aliens.
I think I've met that alien before. Was he extra loud and extra dramatic?
Yes. No, stop it. He's trying to distract us while we're tired. We must stop the barking bandit of Bark Street. We must stop Sniffy.
No, Bean, but it's not me, I promise.
Snoop here.
Oh, can I speak with Sniffy?
He's not the one barking, Freckles.
I got no sleep last night. How am I and the other agents supposed to stay vigilant against Professor Mittens? If we're up all night, I'm not getting any beauty... I mean regular sleep.
Exactly. That's what Professor Mittens wants. She's behind this. We're gonna stop her. Just you see. Wait until tonight. She's fallen asleep. Perfect. I get to hang up on her.
What are we gonna do, Snoop?
Tonight, if the barking starts again, we're gonna find out where it's coming from and stop it.
But how?
Follow my lead, Sniffy. Professor Mittens may have caused a ruckus last night, but tonight, Snoop and Sniffy are going to put a stop to her maniacal plans. The barking bandit of Bark Street is not Sniffy. It is not Sniffy indeed, and we're going to prove it. Tonight, the sleepy town of Pflugerville may be extra sleepy and extra cranky, but not for long. Everyone go take a quick nap while we wait for the sun to set and for the game to begin.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. I personally love naps. I take as many as I can, but I have a job to do, and so do you. The sun has set. The bedtimes are about to begin. And we're going to catch Professor Mittens in the act. Ready all? The game is afoot!
You awake, Snoop?
Of course I'm awake. That's the plan, Sniffy.
Okay, I was just checking.
Let's head into the backyard so we can stop this infernal whispering. Now, my contact should be here any minute.
Or now. Hiya, Snoop. Hi there, Barking Bandit.
Donna the Raccoon, it's not me.
No, I know it's not. Just teasing.
You know it's not?
Of course. That barking sounded like you, but it wasn't coming from here. It was coming from another building. And I know where.
I knew you would, Donna.
Us raccoons aren't just about trash. We're nocturnal animals. Which means we work best during the night. That's why I'm always sneaking around when the sun sets.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you know.
Please lead the way to the source of the barking.
Follow me. That barking came from just past the park. Around the corner from the country club. At the...
construction site.
The construction site? Ooh, it's even spookier at night. All the shadows and beams. It looks like a haunted house.
Nothing to fear, Sniffy. It's just a mischievous cat and a bitter stalk.
What was that?
Just two metal poles swaying in the wind. These humans really should secure their work sites more properly.
Now what?
We wait. We wait and see if the barking bandit of Bark Street will strike again.
Wait a minute. What's that? I'm smelling something. Something familiar. Something feline.
Professor Mittens, lead the way, Sniff.
That's not me. That's not me. That's not me. I'm not the barking bandit of Bark Street.
You're right. That's a different bark.
By Jove, that is my bark. Well played, Mittens, but not tonight. Follow the bark.
It's coming from this way, up atop the construction site.
How are we going to get up there? I'm scared.
Sometimes being a detective requires a bit of boldness and a bit of courage. We must climb the metal beams and jump to the top.
Good luck. I'll watch from down here.
All the way to the top? In the dark? I don't know, Snoop. That's awfully high up.
I believe in you, Sniffy. This is the moment you've been waiting for. Now, follow me.
Gulp. You haven't led me astray yet. I trust you, and if you believe in me, so do I. Let's catch this cat.
Jump here.
We made it. I did it.
That you did, lad. Now, up to the source of the barking. Almost there. The barking is coming from just behind this concrete wall. I say, step out of the shadows, Mittens. The game is up.
Why isn't she coming out?
Because that isn't Professor Mittens. It's Freckles.
Freckles?
She's tied up and gagged. We'll free you, Freckles. Hold still.
I've never been happier to see you both. Thank you for saving me.
What happened? How did you end up here?
Like I told you on the phone, our agents all over Pflugerville have been on the case. One of my contacts informed me that the barking was coming from this construction site. I told them to stand down, that I would investigate on my own.
It's always better to work with a partner.
Well, not always. Sometimes you go it alone.
And then get caught and tied up?
I didn't get caught and tied up. Okay, I did get caught and tied up. I made it up here to the source of the barking as I approached the noise. Suddenly, a blindfold was put over my eyes and I was struggling against ropes. Before I could bark out for help, a handkerchief was stuck in my mouth. I'm so glad you two figured out how and saved me.
I'm not just the best dog detective by name, dear Freckles. I'm the real deal.
I see that now. Can we stop this obnoxious barking already?
You've done it, Snope. You stopped the barking.
I've discovered the source. Look, it's a digital recorder of my bark attached to a megaphone projector.
That's one of Wheeler's gadgets.
Professor Mittens must have used a stolen microphone to record our barks and then hooked it up to play into this special megaphone at night so the entire street heard the barks.
Ingenious and annoying.
Indeed. Professor Mittens getting her hands on all those gadgets certainly is going to be a problem for us now.
Well then, all of us agents at the Dog Detective Agency in Pflugerville must be in top form. We can't let this menacing cat and any of her cronies disturb the peace again.
You know you can count on me and Sniffy to bring her down.
Indeed I can. Now let us confiscate this evidence and bring it back to the agency HQ. And also, can we not mention the whole me tied up and gagging thing to anyone else, please? It wouldn't look good for us all, especially me.
Of course.
I smell something. Cat.
Sniffy, no. That handkerchief was in my mouth.
It's her, Professor Mittens. Look, there's a message on it.
What does it say?
I think Snoop should read it. It's addressed to him.
Dear Snoop, I'm just getting started. Getting sleep is going to be the least of your worries now. Bark, bark, bark. PM.
Snoop?
Snoop!
Is he okay? I've never seen him laugh like this.
Me either. I don't think I've ever seen him laugh.
Did she tell a joke? I didn't hear a joke.
Snoop, stop!
I'm fine. In fact, I've never been better. Well played indeed, Professor Mittens. The game is afoot and the move is ours. Bark, bark, bark. Excuse my maniacal laughing. It's hard for those without foes to understand the pure emotion, both low and high, that a challenge from your arch enemy can supply. Things here at Bark Street have taken a turn for the dramatic, but worry not, Sniffy and I remain unmatched. I'm just glad the sleepy hamlet of Pflugerville can finally get back to sleep. If you enjoyed today's podcast and want more, please search Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts and give any of our shows a listen. There's something for everyone. Now, time to catch up on some sleep. Always be investigating and napping too. Woof woof.
kid, go.
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun! Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.